What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down in New York City. I'm going to be rolling with you for one more hour. It's been a busy hour, or excuse me, it's been a busy 3 hours. I get started every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And so if you're out west like me, or you're out east like Ryan, we got you covered every single weeknight. And today it's been a lot of talk about the coaches. Belichick, Saban, Carroll. We talked about Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra not going anywhere. Eric Spoelstra, he got himself a contract extension. He ain't leaving. And it is even talk of an NFL player today ahead of his playoff game on Saturday night. Well, the player is Travis Kelce. He was asked about his future. And, you know, he didn't necessarily say, why the hell are you asking me about retirement? So we're going to hear from Travis Kelce. We'll keep things rolling. Aaron Rodgers said, or Pat McAfee said, that we would not be hearing from Aaron Rodgers, and we did today. And so just a lot of things, crazy things still going on in the world of sports. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on Sirius XM, channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I don't want to call this funny. It's pretty sickening, especially if you're a fan of the Celtics. At halftime a few minutes ago, Milwaukee, the Bucks were leading Boston 75-38. That was at halftime. The Milwaukee Bucks went on a 25-0 run. That sounds almost impossible. It's like the Celtics were trying to miss on purpose when you go on a stretch like that. And now they're about halfway through the third quarter. The bleeding has not stopped. Milwaukee annihilating the Celtics 93-51. Like, everybody's going to have a game or a butt whooping, but what is this? How the hell are they up on? They're up by like 40 on them right now. You're not supposed to do that. These are professional athletes. This is not. No, I love it. Ryan, I'm going to get it right one day. Don't help me out here. This is not Holy Bible School. What is it?
College of Bible Studies. Oh, sorry. College of Biblical Studies.
So college, help me out. College of Bible Studies?
Biblical. I'm pretty sure. I got to double check, but I think it's biblical.
I will never get it right.
CBS. There you go.
College of Biblical Studies. Okay. Yeah, I won't forget it. That way, CBS. that's a fun way to remember. This is not the College of Biblical Studies getting their behinds whooped in a college game. This is two professional franchises likely maybe going to compete in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're just out there going for it. and they're getting their asses whooped right now. What a ridiculous score. 93-53? What? Okay, everybody's entitled to a butt kicking. And speaking of the NBA briefly, they held a game today in Paris, France. The Brooklyn Nets were out there, and, well, the NBA is expanding, as we all know. And they do a series in Europe quite frequently. Nets took on the Cavs. The Cavaliers beat them 111-102. And so prior to the game, everybody's favorite commissioner, I think, Adam Silver, he held a press conference, and Adam Silver was asked, among many things, what the hell is going to happen with the NBA in-season tournament? And Adam Silver told everybody it's going to be back. Listen to this.
I just came from a meeting back in the States with all our team presidents and talked about potential changes to the in-season tournament, everything from how to break tiebreakers to what the courts look like to maybe even – you know, the name of the overall tournament, and all those are things we're thinking of. We are pleased with the success after the first season. And, you know, it will be, no doubt it'll be back next year, probably with just a couple of tweaks. Then beyond that, as we're talking to television partners and maybe figuring out exactly when the best time of year is to do it, maybe it will make sense to make some other modifications to the format. Those are things we'll look at.
Thank you. I'm glad he addressed just about everything everybody had a concern of. Some of them ugly ass basketball courts. Looking at the Chicago Bulls court is just all red. It's destructive to my eyes. It's destructive to a screen. It's destructive to a television set or a phone or an iPad or however the hell you sit down and watch basketball. Looking at some of those NBA courts, they were atrocious. Eyesores. I mean, the Pelicans, if I remember correctly, their court was like black with, you know, neon green. Like, what am I watching, a basketball game or a horror film? Some of the courts were ugly. Having a season be called the NBA in-season tournament, not all that original. I think they all know that. They're going to sponsor it. Somebody's going to cough up a check to go ahead and help brand the in-season tournament. And then in regards to timing, I know the NBA wanted to, you know, put some juice at the start of the NBA season while the NFL was still going on. Maybe they stretch out the in-season tournament, soon to be named something else. Maybe they play a little bit closer or longer into December. I think the idea is good. I think ultimately the fans and some of the players really got into it. I guess the only team that may not be loving it right now is the team that won it. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. They've been in a little bit of a tailspin since walking away and raising that NBA in-season tournament banner. It's wild stuff. Let's see what the NBA does. Always innovative, always thinking of ways to move things forward. Someone who wants to move forward is Travis Kelce, the superstar tight end, the future Hall of Famer for the Kansas City Chiefs. Prepare yourselves if you can watch. Saturday night, streaming exclusively on Peacock. Unless you live in the Kansas City metropolitan area, unless you live in Miami Metro, you got to stream this wild card game on Peacock as the Miami Dolphins go up to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. It's supposed to be, last I looked, -9 and windy. It's going to be a cold ass football game without a shadow of a doubt. And so who does it favor? Probably Kansas City. Probably the team that's not coming from South Florida. And also probably the team that isn't as banged up, because we know the Dolphins are just banged up. Chubb goes down. Howard goes down. Waddle goes down. It's too much. I hope this isn't a bloodbath, as all the players will be out there freezing their asses off. Now, having said that, someone who's, I guess he's a little too old to be freezing his ass off. He could be up in, following Taylor Swift around the world. Is 34-year-old tight end Travis Kelce. Things have grown over the past 4 months. His profile has grown over the past few years, hosting SNL on NBC. This guy is, I don't want to say doing movies. He has articles out. It was an entire article about Travis Kelce and how his managers and the people that he grew up with, they said, you know what? We have to move him into a space where he is bigger than The Rock. And we know Dwayne The Rock Johnson, one of the most popular entertainers that we've had here, I guess, in the history of entertainment, especially over the past 25 years. That's where Travis Kelce's brain is at. We already know he's going straight into Canton. 9-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champion. Up until this season, 7 consecutive years with 1,000 yards receiving, a record by a tight end. The most ever yards per game by a tight end. He's going to get you 70-plus. Numbers ridiculous, and he's not done. But today, 2 days prior to taking on Miami, Travis Kelce was asked about retirement. You would think he wants to focus in on Miami. No. He was asked about retirement, and this was his response.
I have no reason to stop playing football, man. I love it. We still have success. Come in with the right mindset, and I just love the challenge that it gives me every single day. to try and be at my best. And like I said, I have no desire to stop anytime soon.
He did mention some of the other outdoor opportunities, or, you know, outside of football opportunities that he's received. And I remember, I guess one of the first times I remember Travis Kelce, I should know the name of this garbage. Hey, Ryan, wasn't he on one of these dating shows? Like the Bachelor type things?
I think it was called Catching Kelce, for how cringe that is. I think that was the name of his own dating show.
Yes. And so you look at a dating show, it has always been his intention to be public, to be more than a football player, to brand himself as somebody just that, bigger than a dude who catches the ball. And so when you have questions asked of him, hey, why are you doing this? Or are you going to quit? A reasonable question. I know it's 2 days before a playoff game, a playoff matchup. But when you're running around and you're dating Taylor Swift and you're hosting SNL, and one of your first forays into public life was a dating show Catching Kelce, it's very clear what your intentions are. I have no idea where Travis Kelce takes the rest of his career, or is he going to be a movie star? Is he going to be an actor, a model, a pitchman? I have no idea. I do know this. The Kansas City Chiefs, the teams that have to defend them, they find it a little bit easier because they just key in on a dude who's 34 years old. It's one thing to look at Kelce on one side of the field, who is a tight end, but yes, let's be real, he's a wide receiver. And then Rashee Rice is the next best option. This is a long way off from just saying, oh my God, they got Tyreek Hill and they got Kelce. Things were certainly at a completely different level. I expect the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Miami Dolphins at home in that -9-degree Fahrenheit weather. Am I expecting the Kansas City Chiefs to go ahead and win another Super Bowl this season? Probably not. Probably not. But you never know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Eric, he's here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call this evening.
Sure.
So my question is about the Super Wild Card weekend. I'm thinking, and I'm hearing this, and I want to get your take on this. If a playoff team like the Cowboys or the Eagles were to lose this weekend, do you think that Belichick would be a possibility for one of them two teams?
Do I think Belichick would be a possibility for the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, or the Eagles if they lost this weekend.
Well, with the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think he would. And I don't know. Both he and Jerry Jones could be best friends. I doubt it. But I think from a football perspective, when you have someone who's had the success of Bill Belichick and you have the ego of running things and I need to draft this dude and my team has to convince me not to do this of Jerry Jones, I don't think that would be a football match, because who's had more success running the show? I mean, we can look at Jerry Jones that took place years ago. And a lot of that, people will tell you right out of the gate, wasn't attributed to him. It was attributed to Jimmy Johnson. And so Bill Belichick overall has done more, and I think he would want to have a little bit more say-so than Jerry Jones would be comfortable with. It's just bad. Jerry Jones is always doing his radio hits. He's always running his yap to the media. Bill Belichick, I can't imagine him wanting to deal with that. And then in the case of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, yeah, I guess that would be a possibility going on to coach Jalen Hurts. I guess so. I don't know if Nick Sirianni is going to get the boot. I think it would be early to pull the plug. But yeah, I mean, they have faltered. I think a lot of it has to do with the players that are available at their disposal from the linebacker position, missing guys like N'Kobe Dean. Some of their pass rushers have seemingly gotten old. The cornerbacks haven't performed. I'm not necessarily going to throw that on Nick Sirianni. So yeah, is Belichick going to have some options? Is he going to have some choices? The answer is yes. I just don't know if it's going to be in the NFC East. And we've heard this, and I've been a little bit shocked by it. And thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. The Commanders, like some of the teams and names that have popped up for Bill Belichick, I'm just like, the Commanders, the Falcons. The Falcons need a little bit more stability. The Falcons need somebody who's going to come on and coach the team, and you don't have to worry about what's going to happen next. This isn't like Bill Belichick would coach the Falcons and he is the missing piece. He's the final piece to move them forward to actually winning a Super Bowl, the Falcons need a quarterback before they need a Belichick. And that's most teams. You know, Belichick is great, but you want to tell me that we haven't seen him peak? Or am I supposed to believe that he got the Tom Brady in him, that he's going to wake up, go to another team, and they're just, poof, going to win a Super Bowl? No, it don't work that way. Bill Belichick has had a success, but it's not like he has a magic wand where everything he touches is automatically going to turn to gold. It don't work that way. It really doesn't. In Dallas, I'd sign up for it. If you want to give me Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick in one room, sign me up for the soap opera. I don't think these two would be able to deal with each other for 5 minutes at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of tolerance and dealing with anybody, I thought Pat McAfee said we were done. I thought Pat McAfee said that we were finished with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, did he lie? Was he dishonest? Because certainly today, Aaron Rodgers was back. A day after Pat McAfee said he was gone. What did Aaron Rodgers say this time? I'm going to fill you in on the other side of the break. I am thrilled to let you know, even before I get to it, that this portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to go ahead and fill you in on what this man, Aaron Rodgers, had to say now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, I like this beat. It's explosive. Now, if I repeated some of these lyrics, I'd have no job. But shout outs to Dr. Dre and Nate Dogg. God bless Nate Dogg. Amazing voice. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Wow. 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 Right before we went to break, we listened to Travis Kelce tell everybody that he will not be retiring at the end of the season. And he's dating Taylor Swift. I mean, is that where he wants to, hitch the rest of his life? Are they going to get married? Is this one of those hot shot celebrity things? We have no idea. But instead of being asked about the Dolphins, or he was also asked about retirement. He's just like, I'm not thinking about it. I've been presented with a lot of opportunities, but let's be real. He ain't going to play forever. He's 34 years old. He got some Tony Gonzalez in him. No, I don't think so. He has options if he doesn't want to get hit for a living. And he's a celebrity now outside of football, outside of the NFL. And so he does have options. Do I think he'll keep on playing? Yes. I don't know if we'll see Travis Kelce for more than two more seasons. And that's two more seasons max. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about Aaron Rodgers. I thought we were done with him, with Pat McAfee, but we're not. But let's talk to Lee. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And I got to start off by saying, I love listening to you because you always have sound reasoning, usually to back up all your points, and I appreciate that because you don't just talk about stuff off the cuff. But I just got to tell you, I disagree with you about one thing, though. I think Miami is going to beat Kansas City, and I'll tell you why. Because even though it's going to be a cold weather, yeah, and it's going to be unbelievably cold in Kansas City, all Kansas City has right now is Travis Kelce. Like you said, all defense has to do is pretty much focus on him. The Dolphins have Tyreek Hill. They've got Jalen Waddle. I think Waddle's going to be back. Mostert's not going to, but I think A-Chain is going to have a great game because in college he was used to running in that kind of weather. A point is Dolphins got more weapons on offense, and I think you're going to see Tyreek Hill, you know, who's the lightning bolt, human lightning bolt. I think you're going to see some special plays with him that we haven't seen all year yet, him coming out of the backfield.
Well, we certainly know that Tyreek Hill is a once-in-a-lifetime player. He's one of the few dudes in the league that he gets the ball in his hands, and you know that he could take it to the house at any time and any opportunity. You know, I'm not completely discounting out the Miami Dolphins. I just believe with their injuries that they've been dealing with, yeah, Jalen Waddle, is he going to play? Yeah, maybe he might. But coming off of a high ankle sprain, a guy playing in negative 9-degree weather, I don't know if there's enough heat packs to keep him set and ready to be out there on the field. So I've looked at it this way as well. This is Miami's. This is supposed to be their coming out party. There's no more is Tua here. Is he healthy? He's healthy. All things considered, I know he busted up his shoulder a few weeks ago, but this is supposed to be their next big step. With the injuries and the weather, I'm not so sure. You could be right. Yeah, Tyreek Hill can take it to the house, and that could be the game. I'm just going to go with the home team.
I understand your reasoning, but like I said, I just think that the Dolphins have too many weapons. I don't think Waddle will be back, but no. But I mean, I'm serious. Keep an eye on Devon Achane. He's gonna go off the hook on this game.
Yeah,
you heard it here first.
It's possible. Well, thank you, Lee, for calling up from Cincinnati. I mean, you step out onto the field. Yeah, we know who the game changers are. And the Dolphins might have more of them, but they've been busted up. Mostert led the league in touchdowns. He's been busted up. The defense has been busted up. Chubb is now gone, and Howard is gone. And, yeah, if you want to think about the most explosive player on the field, it's Tyreek Hill. You could say the two best players on the field between both teams happen to be, one, and Patrick Mahomes, and then, two, Tyreek Hill. Like, those are the best players, the top two players between both teams. Yeah, Tyreek Hill. You don't think the Kansas City Chiefs miss having him? They sure as hell do. Their offense is not as dynamic. And so, yeah, Miami can win. And maybe, what do I know? I ain't playing in negative 9-degree weather. We talked to Randy McMichael, former Miami Dolphin, a tight end. We spoke to Randy last week, 2 weeks ago. Well, damn it, how long I've been here. Ryan, what is this, week number two, right? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we spoke to Randy last week, and he's just like, man, we both got to play in the cold, and so I don't think there's really an advantage. But I do believe that there might be a little bit of a psychological advantage. I mean, there's enough dudes, and this is just human nature, who live in the South, don't come out of the South, and the minute that they feel some cold, cold weather, like, it eats you up. I think that's just facts. Let's see what happens. It's going to be a must-watch. Unfortunately, Peacock has exclusive streaming rights to the game, and so there's going to be a good part of the country that ain't going to be tuning into Peacock. Really. Welcome to the NFL. They got to get all the money that they could possibly get. Hey, Quentin is calling up from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Quentin?
Hey, what's up, man? I love the show. I love all your great points that you have. I just wanted to say, in response to the last caller about the Chiefs and the Dolphins, I think the Chiefs are going to run away with that game. The Dolphins are more of a basketball on grass type team, whereas the Chiefs have a running back like Pacheco who's designed to play in that type of game.
So what do you think is going to happen at the end when that final whistle blows?
Man, I'm going to go Chiefs 24, Dolphins 21, and I'm going to go Tua a pick.
Wow, Tua pick changes the game, huh?
Yes, sir. Late in the fourth.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Quentin, for calling up from New Orleans. Yeah, I don't want to call it a pick'em game. I'm taking one team because they're going to be playing at home, and they're used to playing in the cold-ass weather. It's kind of crazy. You think about Kansas City, and it's like the last stop, the gateway to the West, and, man, it gets cold out in that flat-ass part of the country. It gets freezing out there. Shout out to all my folks in Kansas City. I'm glad I'm not there right now. Even being out here in Vegas, it is just, it's a trip. It's cold as hell. It is colder here in Vegas, I believe, than back in the East Coast in like New York. It is cold as hell. It's the desert. It's going to get real cold. It's going to get real hot. You got to go ahead and pick one or the other. I'm going to be paying attention to that this upcoming weekend. SA, caller from Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, my man, how are you doing today?
Very well. What's on your mind, please?
Man, a lot of things, man. First up, man, I'm a Patriots fan. You know, Bill Belichick, 24 long years, a long, successful tenure at, you know, New England. It made me really sad. I mean, Nick Saban also retired, man.
You're sad.
We're at the end of an era, man.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
did you cry?
Nick Saban, Pete Carroll. Oh, I shed a tear. I mean, I'd be lying if I say I wasn't, man.
Right.
You know, but I'm a Texans fan as well, man. I think the league is heading into a different different, you know, era of football now. I think CJ Stroud's doing amazing. I think, and I wanted to ask you, man, I mean, what do you think the Texans, you know, I'm sure you're going to say, you know, they're going to reach the, you know, playoffs and, you know, they don't have much to play for, but I'm curious, what do you think their ceiling is? I think they can make the AFC Championship game. I think they have the potential to beat the Browns and the Ravens. But what do you think? I'm just curious on your take on the Texans.
If they should be so lucky. If they should be so lucky. Would I be surprised if they beat the Browns? No, I wouldn't. Do I think that they'd go out there and beat the Ravens? I would still give the Ravens the edge, even coming off of the bye. I mean, this would be one of the greatest stories that we've seen. I don't even want to say Cinderella stories, but I guess it would be, because the expectations for the Houston Texans this year, it was just to see if C.J. Stroud was going to be good enough, or whether he was going to be good enough or better than Bryce Young. And he's exceeded that already. And they're here in the postseason. A shock. You know, we had this conversation on the air last week, and that nobody saw this coming, but ain't nobody going to complain about it. So I'll put it to you this way, man. If they go ahead and they beat the Browns, and then they go out there and they beat the Ravens, you call me back. And then, I don't know, you buy me dinner or something. I don't think it's going to happen.
You know what, Dara? I'll take you up on that. F.A. from Houston. Remember the name, remember the place. And, you know, I appreciate that. You know, I think you're right. And I'm going to end it off with this, man. I think Houston is going to be bright. I think they have a really great quarterback at the hand. And we're only doing this with a few players that didn't even have much to play for last year, too. So it's great, man. I love your show. Take care, man. I love you. I'll call you back when they make the AFC Championship game.
Oh, listen, do it. Do it. You get a whole segment on the show, okay?
Awesome, man. Take it easy.
All right, S.A., take care. Thank you, S.A., for calling from Houston. It was a Cinderella glass slipper, like the clock strikes midnight. Texans, what they've done this year is great. People were calling me last year like, I'm never going to a Texans game, and the Texans stink, and I'm giving up my tickets, and this is terrible. The team has been driven into the ground. They've turned things around quick with D'Amico. They turned things around quick with C.J. Stroud. Let's go one step at a time. I mean, is Joe Flacco going to go out there and throw three touchdowns for 350 yards? Is he going to go three touchdowns, three interceptions? You never know with Flacco. We'll find out sooner than later. I'm going to pick the Browns over the Texans. In the Texans season, even if they lose, still going to be a success, man. You got to take it for what it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from the other side, I'm going to fill you in on why the hell I'm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then we're going to hear from a guy that I thought went away. His name is Aaron Rodgers. But before we do any of that, a little false advertising. Hey, Marco Belletti, you gamble?
Not a big gambler, no, JR.
Do you want me to bring back some chips or something from Vegas? Like, what do I need to do?
Chips? No. I mean, you want to hand me some money, I'll take that. I don't know if I need chips. I'll take the cash.
Just take the... So, you tell me who I need to rob, and I got you.
Well, I'll leave that up to you. I mean, I don't want to tell you who to rob, then I get implicated in the crime. See,
you just told me on the radio I could do what I want as long as you get the money. That's what you said.
That's exactly what I said. That's right. But once I
start... So you committed a crime already?
No. Once I go specifically into a human being, then I'm going to be implicated. If I just say do what you want to do, you can't bring that back to me. I'm smart enough to realize the little loopholes. Come on now. You think it's my first rodeo?
So it's okay, or you've robbed somebody before. Huh?
I'm not telling you that.
It's okay to tell me, hey, JR, rob whoever you want as long as you bring me the money, as long as I don't specify.
That's correct. Yeah.
It sounds like you've been down this road before.
Maybe.
Hey, Ryan Hickey, are you familiar, or is it just Marco by himself?
I have no cash in my wallet, Marco. If you try to rob me, I got nothing.
No. I'm not.
I don't care.
That's different. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not taking anything from anybody.
Okay.
But you'll find someone. You
that's
know
not
someone.
What I said.
Find money.
Hey. Keep your hands clean.
We all like to find money. It's just how you find it and who you find it from, I guess.
You offered me money, I found a way to get it. That's it.
I'll give you some money when I get back east. I won't tell you where it came from, okay?
That's exactly what we do.
Don't ask no questions.
That's right.
There we go. Keep it clean. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about the guy who doesn't keep it clean, Aaron Rodgers, on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Travis Kelce, he's in that category of Mr. Tony Gonzalez. Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna surpass him like that. He's only behind him in yards. He's the next dude to catch. This is the first season in 7 that Travis Kelce didn't surpass 1,000 yards. This year he had 984. He did not play in the last game of the season. Only needed 16 yards to go ahead and pass that. But what's more important, Travis Kelce being healthy or Travis Kelce adding to a record of which he already holds 7 consecutive seasons, 1,000 plus receiving yards? 855-212-4CBS. Travis Kelce responding to a reporter saying, "Nah, man, at the end of the year, I'm not retiring. Yeah, I got options doing SNL and opportunities, but I'm not going anywhere." And someone I did think was going somewhere was Aaron Rodgers. We all know about the Jimmy Kimmel and Jeffrey Epstein. We've been through all of that over the past week. And we even heard Aaron Rodgers. I find it to be a nonsense, BS explanation. This is not what I said. You got to listen to what I said. He's just playing word, word jumble right now. And so Pat McAfee said, we're not going to have Aaron Rodgers on for the rest of the season that he's done, that I want the focus to be more on football. And we won't have Aaron Rodgers here. And then Aaron Rodgers still popped up. A day after Pat McAfee said that he's done, Aaron Rodgers still showed up. But at least for everybody involved, Aaron Rodgers stuck to football. That's it. He didn't needle anybody. There were no insults. There was no jabs. It was just football, which is cool. This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say, knowing that both Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, they gone.
I have a ton of respect for Bill and Nick as well. I mean, I interviewed with Nick Saban at Berkeley in 2005 when he was head coach of Miami Dolphins. And we obviously went our own ways after that, and he had incredible success. And I've enjoyed watching him on the show this year, on your show. So kudos to Nick on a Hall of Fame career. And the amount of players, young men that he's impacted is exponential. Bill, love you, man. So much respect. You changed the game and continue to do that. I know you will keep doing that.
Oh, that's nice. Let's hear something else. Let's actually hear the introduction from Pat McAfee to just welcome back Mr. Rodgers with open arms.
Joining us now to chit-chat about massive names being, you know, amicably departed from two teams at a very, very high level. He's a four-time NFL MVP and a man who is a Super Bowl champion. Ladies and gentlemen, the last human that Bill Belichick talked to on the field as the New England Patriots head coach, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aaron, how you doing, pal?
Can you guys see me?
Yeah, you look fantastic. You look great. Clearer than whenever you usually call us from wherever, actually.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I'm out here in the woods, so I'm glad I can't see you guys, so this is perfect.
All right, top of line. You look great. You need to know that. You're out in the woods, obviously, doing your off-season stuff.
Activities,
ventures. Is that a good way to describe it?
That the off-season has begun, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm happy you take some time here to chit-chat with us.
Yeah, he's smoking that good stuff. So that's why he calmed down. He got to be smoking that good stuff. Anyway, we'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he'll be back in action with the New York Jets. I know that is certainly a hope. Well, maybe it is. It's a hope of the New York Jets because they've invested in this dude. And for all the crap and crap that he stirs, it's just you want to get a return. Are the New York Jets going to get it? You never know. They can only hope. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Abel calling up from Corpus Christi in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, sir?
Excellent.
Just calling. I'm trying to keep myself sane down here. We got everyday life going on, but man, these Cowboys are going crazy right now.
Damn. You got a couple of days. Why are they driving you crazy? You got a couple of days.
Because we've been down this road, I don't know how many times already, but just other than just work and life and just like thinking like, oh man, they better win, or just everything, just I love the Cowboys. I mean, they're the Cowboys in 1980. So
just, well, they're not going to choke against the Packers, right? They're not going to choke, right?
They better not. But I tell you what, when I was watching the game on Sunday, and then I saw the Masters when everything was done. I was like, the Packers, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, God damn it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, jeez. What a potty mouth. I guess he is ready for the Dallas Cowboys to choke. He can't even refrain from using profanity. Ralph is here from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Ralph. I'm fine. Thank you so much. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, I heard that you're at CES, which is one of my favorite places. Looking forward with technology also, too. But when it comes to Bill Belichick, I want to also say to you also, too, he's a great coach. I watch him every year because I'm a Dolphin also, too. Watch him beat up behind every year. So I like his coaching style because it was always a pleasure to always feel like we got to beat Belichick and Tom Brady every year. But to see that era end, it's totally going to be missed. That's not something to talk about. But as far as all your Dolphins...
Going to be missed by who?
Mostly the fan. Me, to be honest with you, I love the challenge that he did bring so far to the team. So far, it's like saying to you, what would the Patriots be this year so far without him? It's like saying, I'm going to see what the new era is going to bring. Are they going to be a sucky team? Are they going to go to the dumpster for more than 1 year? And until they become great again. So it's going to be a different era for Dolphin now, and this season coming soon.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, the New York Jets are happy he's gone. The Dolphins are happy that he's gone. The Buffalo Bills are happy that he's gone. Everybody's happy. Well, go ahead, finish up.
But as far as the game coming up this Sunday, I prefer that everybody, like Dolphin and Chiefs, and just wait for the game. Let's see how this is going to play out. Nobody needs to know. Nobody knows what the game is going to transcribe. So stop calling the Dolphins going to win or the Chiefs. I'm just waiting to see how this is going to play out.
Tonight. Yeah, that's like every game. That's why they go out there. I just know everybody going to be cold. I know that much. You ever? What's the coldest you in Miami? What's the coldest temperature you ever been in?
Right now, so far in Miami, I would say 40, 45, 30. That's close.
In your life, the coldest temperature that you've ever felt in your life is 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, I went to Kansas City once, and I felt way colder than that before.
Well, what was the temperature? That's what I'm asking you. What was the temperature?
When I went to Kansas City that time, temperature was around 10 degrees right now.
Oh, okay. You tough. All right, Ralph. Well, thank you for calling from Miami. Enjoy the game, okay?
No problem.
All right, no doubt. Shout outs to Ralph. I'm like, what's the coldest you ever been in your life? He's like, hey, Miami gets 40. I'm like, nah, man, ever. He's 10 degrees in Kansas City. Okay, well, it's going to be -9 come Sunday night, or Saturday night, excuse me. Let's see what happens there. And then, yes, as I put on social media and what have you, and thank you, Ralph. Yeah, I love CES, too. If you're not familiar with CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and yeah, it sounds complicated, but it's real simple. It's a giant technology nerd convention. There's cars that fly and refrigerators that open up and do things with cameras. It's the future of stuff. And so what I've been able to do is share a project that I'm working on. It's called Sport Brief AI Solutions. And what does it have to do with me? Well, yeah, I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show. And I've been working, if you're not familiar, I started everything I've done on YouTube. And there was a point in time on YouTube where I had to go forward and shoot and edit and create content. Well, now with AI, I can create more content from myself. I can create more videos. I can use it in multiple languages. I can put it all over the world. And so I had the benefit of speaking on a panel today about creators utilizing AI to produce more content. And so I have so much coming down the pipe, be able to produce more content for myself and teams. It's just a lot going on. So stay tuned. When you see a whole lot more of me, whether it's me or the digital me, you may not be able to tell the difference. Hey, there's a lot more JR Sport Brief coming. Shout outs to my main man, Michael Petricone. 855-212-4CBS. We got Steve from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Hi, JR. Do you remember me?
No, Steve. I don't. My apologies.
Right. Here's no worries. So, November of 2022.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Steve. Ryan, is this man asking me about November of 2022?
Yes, we're going back in the time machine.
Hey, JR, November 2022. I'm just saying that, Steve, there is less than 90 seconds left in the show. And so we don't need the preamble. Tell me what your thoughts are right now and give it to me in 20 seconds. Go ahead.
I made a bold prediction with you that the Texans would go from worst to first, and they did. You told me to check into the hospital and get my head examined.
Yeah, that's reasonable. That wasn't a bold prediction. That's just a guy shouting something without any reason behind it. Every person associated... You did go to the hospital. I'm glad. Did you get your head checked?
No, I had a lot of good reasons why I made that prediction.
No, well, I don't think I trust your reasons, because anyone that I've spoken to that has actually connected with the team, has covered the team, knows the inner workings of the team, probably has a few more credentials than you to speak on the team, have all told me that they are all shocked and surprised, like about 99% of folks, that they've had this turnaround. I can sit here today and tell you, oh, my God, I think the New York Knicks are going to win the championship. I would be just saying it without having legitimate reasons. I can make up reasons. Oh, my God, have you seen Jalen Brunson? Oh, my God, have you seen that? And if it happens, I can come 2 years later and go, hey, it actually came true. You know, what do they say about a broken clock? Broken clock is about right twice a day. Like, let's not give yourself so much credit. If you want to impress me, call me up with some lottery numbers and tell me that you won the Mega Millions. Do that first. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody here in Vegas for an amazing time. You can follow me everywhere. My trips, my travels, all of this stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey for holding it down in New York City. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next.